This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
With a collage of arts and culture around Melbourne and beyond. Colin Armstrong, Aesthetica, on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to Aesthetica. And it's our 20th birthday show, the Aesthetica's 20th birthday show on Joy 94.9. I'd like to thank Simon Terry from Silver Sounds. What another great show it was. And particularly Rod for the news today. Now, Rod, it's all about celebrating Joy 20 years now as a newsreader. I mean, tell us a little bit about your involvement with Joy.
Oh, look, I've been with Joy now for about 4 years. But what's really, really interesting, of course, is that when Joy was in its infancy, I was turning 21, because, of course, I only turned 41, like, about 2 or 3 days ago. So, isn't it amazing?
So, celebrations
probably,
all round.
I was probably celebrating my, well, my brains out with lots of alcohol and on my 21st birthday. And, of course, that was the crucible of the time that Joy was getting together as an on-air presence. And what a fantastic resource it is to our community over the past two decades. So we've had the ability for our community and the diverse range of people in our community to meet and listen and hear each other's stories and grow as a community. I think it's fantastic. And what a celebration it should be. Can't wait for next year's one, though. Be big.
Yeah. It'll be great at 21. And I think, too, as you say, with the celebration in the communities, and it's at that, I think, too, I'm probably going to mention it more than once tonight, but it's that that family, like the Joy family. It's everyone's here, all on a volunteer basis, but everyone's here to make sure that we get, radio out and really good, diverse radio as well. You know, you've got lots of shows, and for those of you who want to check the Joy grid out, and you can actually see just the diversity, which is really great. And the news team is a really concentrated team that are really doing great work, like yourself.
And I was going to say, one of the things about the news team especially is, of course, we've got so many people that give so much of their time, and news is not just something that just crops up by putting together in 3 minutes. I mean, I come in here at least an hour and a half to 2 hours before a bulletin to get this all together, and there are more than two and a half dozen people that do that across the week, across the grid, and some of the people getting up at 5 in the morning to come and do 7. I remember when I first started here about 4 years ago, I had a bit of time up my sleeve. I remember doing all those Tuesdays where I'd come in and start and do the 7 o'clock a.m. bulletin, and I'd be saying, Joy News at 7 in the evening as well.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that would be. And I mean, I think that's really great. And you know, each week that that you're in, it's really great to hear the latest stories with the 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. bulletin. So great work.
Thank you. And I better zip and get the 6 together.
You better. And thanks so much, Rob.
Have a great show.
That's really great.
And happy birthday, Joy.
Yes, and a big happy birthday to Joy. And this afternoon, it's a very special Aesthetica. This week, as I said, Joy 94.9 celebrates their 20th birthday, and Aesthetica is celebrating. Let me tell you, our green room outside the studio is jam-packed with people ready to pop in and have a chat. And whilst Aesthetica is only a relatively new program at Joy. In my first grid, I had the pleasure of filling in the time slot that the cabaret room had. And while they were having a break in that time, I met some amazing talent. And I've actually chosen to handpick some of those interviews and some of those performers to come back tonight and talk to me out of that grid. I dare say that I'm very excited about to have sitting across from me tonight from Stand Up Straight, Michelle Barber, and her fabulous husband, Stephen, who's going to be... We're going to be doing a little bit of co-presenting tonight, which is a new thing at Aesthetica as well, so that but which is really good. And we're also going to... I'll tell you the performance, and then I'll talk to Michelle and Stephen. We're going to have Josh Levy talking to us and performing. Nick Hedges popped in to Joy today to do similar, and we've invited Impromptunes back, who were with me in the studio as part of the Fringe Festival. We talked to Corey, who's our program support, and of course, the amazing Mark on panel, who always keeps me on track and makes sure we go to air. Mark, thanks for being on the panel, and Michelle and Stephen, welcome to Aesthetica as co-presenters.
Hi, Mark.
Colin.
Hi, Colin.
I'll get it right now. Hi, Colin. It's really nice
Great to have you both here.
Thank you.
And I suppose that, you know, it's a bit different coming into Aesthetica than
Well, it's daylight for one thing.
Yeah, because you actually go to air, and we'll do a little bit of cross promoting. Stand Up Straight is at 7 p.m. Thursdays.
It is.
And Michelle, tell me a little bit about your show.
Okay, so Stand Up Straight, as the name might suggest, is a program that my intention is to bring joy to the world, in a sense. People that might not have heard of joy or never met a gay person, never heard a story about a trans person, never heard anyone's coming out story. And it's a way for me to have a vehicle to create dialogue for people within the GLBTI community and also for the straight community. And we provide a vehicle for people to come on and talk about anything. Now, we've had some serious shows. We've had people from religious backgrounds. We've had some trans people. We've had people talk about sport. Had someone from the Pink Magpie. So we have a really, really broad cross section. And occasionally a bit of dancing too, Colin.
Oh, a bit of dancing. It's always good, Michelle.
Yeah.
And I think too that I was away recently and you and Stephen did Aesthetica for me, which I greatly appreciated.
But
it was a really great show as well. And you chose to interview me about a culture that I loved, and we won't go into too much detail about that tonight.
Just say leather and
but, you know, just motorbikes and all that sort of things. But saying that, it's an absolute joy to have you on Aesthetica this evening, and I do hope that you can stay for the hour while we have our other guests in and some performances. So I'd like to open the show musically, as we always do, and we had the pleasure having Impromptunes in studio during the Fringe Festival, and we're going to talk to them all later. They're out there in the green room waiting to pop in, but when they're on the last time, they we only had to give them a title and they would make up a song. And what I chose was Joy the Musical. And now we're going to hear a replay of Joy the Musical.
A joy, every day's a joy, but sometimes things get hard and you say to yourself, oh boy,
everything's a joy, everything's a joy, you think you're feeling fine but then you tune into 94.9 and things get so much better. Country far away, tuning my radio into joy, listening to what Colin had to say. Hey, everything's a joy, everything's a joy, everything's a joy.
I listen to joy in the morning. It's my favorite part of the day. The joy can bring me. I just gotta see the world and say.
Joy 94.9 with Colin Armstrong and Aesthetica.
Hi, joining me in the studio with the amazing Michelle and the fabulous Stephen and Mark is now smooth. Corey. Corey is our admin support person. And can I say that for those of you who aren't aware of how we do things here, without admin support and panel operators, it's an incredibly difficult task. Welcome, Corey.
Thank you very much. That's very generous.
I can be a generous person at times. But now, Corey, tell me, how long have you been with Joy? And I know you're an incredibly adaptable person here. You do panel operating for Bent Notes for David Moyle and the team.
Yes.
And when things go a little bit crazy at Aesthetica with live performances, you're dashing around the studio looking for whatever.
Yeah, I've been known to run and sprint to the other side of Joy to try to find a certain chord or something like that. But yeah, you know, it's all fun.
Yeah. And I think too, Corey, and Michelle, I shouldn't be just singling people out. It's all of you. It's about, I think, too, when we're talking about that, it's about the engagement that we have with community. It's about the Joy family. I tend to call it like Joy family because if we can now say, talk about how we all met. Mark and yes. And I knew Corey from the station, but Mark and myself and Michelle, all 2013 graduates of Taste of Radio. And Taste of Radio is an amazing course here at Joy that's run by the station for people who wish to get involved in community radio and working particularly with Joy as a volunteer. There is an 8-week course when we learn the ropes, so to speak. What would you say to that, Michelle?
It's true. And if anybody had said that I would end up being on air, I would have thought they were, you know, crazy.
It's not
and
gonna
loopy.
Happen.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is, Colin, all three of yourself, me and Mark, we didn't do Taste of Radio together. We weren't in the courses together.
No.
So, but we've all met doing office admin or hanging around in the studio or helping someone on another program. As that's the beauty of Joy, one of the many beauties of Joy, is that it doesn't matter what part of the station you're involved in. Would you agree, Mark?
That's right. And I mean, I met you when I was doing Taste of Radio just by hanging out in the studio and practicing on the panel.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's but yeah, I mean, and I did my course a lot later than you guys did. And I'm already, you know, paneling and I'm doing admin as well. And, you know, and I'm on the radios on Thursday night on Fresh Air, which is the Taste of Radio graduate program where people can come on after they've done Fresh Air and just have a go. I mean, it is Thursday night at 11 p.m. Tune in for the 90 show this week.
He's
with me and Kylie. I'm plugging my show.
Hey, just a minute. This is
you're going to regret this, Colin, aren't you? You're not going to get a word in now.
I tell you what, for those of you who are listening and you're expecting the normal aesthetic, it's not going to happen tonight. We're actually going to be talking to some great performers who are around Melbourne. And I think, too, that what we're saying is that it's about Joy. And now, if you're interested in Taste of Radio, there is all the details on the joy.org.au website, our great new website there. And I think, too, that Michelle's absolutely correct there, that we all got together as a part of the Joy family, so to speak, and it's just and learned how to do radio, and I think that's really great because it is, and we're all delivering radio in our chosen genre. As we spoke to Michelle earlier about Stand Up Straight, it's the diversity of Joy, and I think that's a fantastic thing.
Colin, I have to say, you're downplaying yourself here. You are what we call, Stephen and I, call him, what do we call him, Stephen?
The sensei.
The sensei. And why, Stephen? Why do we call him the sensei?
Well, Colin was actually the person who took us through our office admin support, and he showed us the ropes, how to deliver fine customer service. And, he affectionately became known to us as the sensei.
Thank you for that. And
he's going weird. And or is it just hot in the studio?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Warm in the studio. Okay. Now, I'd like to, and please stay with us, Corey, just for a moment, if you will.
Yep.
And You didn't tell us how long you've been with...
How long... I'm trying to think. It's at least 3 years because I've been a member for 5 years, yeah. But I didn't start volunteering straight away. It probably took me 1 or 2 years to get into that. So it's at least 3 years, probably 4 years that I've been behind the desk. Not always on Sunday nights, but I'm not about to move from Sunday nights anymore. I think we've really got a good team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone who comes... Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. We all, you know, the Sunday evening or mm-hmm. afternoon time slots are,
yeah.
are fantastic.
Yep.
And,
yep.
and Corey's an amazing support to...
Thank you.
..to the programs that he looks after.
The amazing programs.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, we're talking a lot about amazing. now, I'd really like to talk to two of our first guests. And I'm very lucky to invite back and who accepted to come back. Nick Hedger and Josh Levy, but we'll talk to Nick first, maybe. Nick, how are you? Welcome.
Hey, good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good.
Good.
Now, you know, I've got to have my memory's got to serve me correct here. You came and spoke to me during the last grid, and we were talking about a show that you were doing called "The Crap I Found in My Room." Correct?
Yes, that is. Yeah, that's
I
great.
Love that
great
title. Nick.
Title.
Yeah. Now you were then going on to naturally perform and do that. So yep. I trust it was a successful season. Great show, I must admit. I saw it.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. People seemed to enjoy it, and that's all you can ask for, really. So.
Yeah, that's right. And I dare say too. Nick, it's good to come into a to Joy to do these promotion for shows for people like yourself who are you know, it's local talented people within the either music or musical theatre in Melbourne, and yeah. it's that great avenue when you've got shows like the Cabaret Room and Aesthetica.
Completely.
And shows like that that you can come in and have a really friendly and easy chat, but also about the promotion and sing a song.
It was really great to come in, so thank you for
good.
Having me.
No, it's a pleasure to have. Was a pleasure to have you in the show on the show. Then it's a pleasure to have you back tonight, and you're going to be so kind and do a performance a little later as well.
Yes,
that's excellent. Josh,
hi.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Yeah, good to have you back. Now, the last time we were talking, came in to talk about a show that you were doing with the amazingly talented, as you are, but the amazingly talented Fem Balling.
Yeah, we did a show in the Cabaret Festival and then reprised the show a couple of months later at the Butterfly Club. And then we did the show again about 2 weeks ago for a charity fundraiser thing that went really well. And the response has been really great to the show and also to original music, which it's so great to be able to promote some original music and have it enjoyed by people.
Yeah, and I think too that it's really you know, your music that you do yourself. You are how you write it and all of that. You are incredibly creative person, yeah. would I say? And can I say that, you know, it's really interesting. There's no competition here. But Michelle and Stephen, when I went to both these shows, quite different shows, but just so enjoyable. It's so great, I think, it's so great to see young talent, young musical talent in Melbourne being showcased. And it's a great pleasure that we can do it on Joy as well and showcase these shows. It's really quite interesting, I find... Josh and Nick, that I have lots of people come in, which is really great, but it's just makes you feel really proud.
And I think it's also, in a sense, we're giving back to the community as well by enabling people that might not necessarily get a lot of airtime, Colin, I think, and we're able to get all a broad range of people that come into Joy, you know, and give an opportunity to play live, which a lot of radio stations don't have that.
There are so few opportunities,
yeah.
really, these days, and it's really great to have an outlet for it.
Yeah, and I mean, I really think that's really fantastic for the simple reason that we've got to be able to showcase what's on in Melbourne, and we've got to be able to showcase young talent coming through, or people who may not normally get those big gigs, should I say.
Yeah,
I mean, and there is also a lot of people talk about how the arts are under-supported, but it's never going to grow unless there are shows like this and people out there that do support.
And the amount of festivals that we have in Melbourne alone, I mean, we are so, so blessed from every possible area of the arts.
So we are the culture capital of Australia.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, if you get that Sydney crowd.
But like, look, I think that every capital in Australia has its fabulousness. Is that a word I can use on Joy?
Yeah, of course it
is.
You can.
But I think. But I too.
It is Joy. Come on.
I know. But I just for a little bit of interest there. Melbourne has more theatres than any other city in Australia, which I read that, and if anyone's going to prove me wrong, that's fine. But I think that's what it says about those venues that are really quite small, and I'm not naming them, but those that give us the opportunities and give them the opportunities. Now, Josh and Nick, you're going to stay around with me for about for the show.
Love to, you're both
going to perform, which is fabulous. And we're going to come back and talk to the impromptu team, and the first person to perform tonight, it's almost like a lottery, will be the amazing Josh Levy.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Colin Armstrong on Aesthetica.
Tonight we're celebrating Joy's 20th birthday. It's a really special show for Aesthetica. We've actually been able to co-presenting with me tonight is the fabulous Michelle Barber from Stand Up Straight. And Stephen, and we've been able to invite guests back into the studio that have performed for us before. And we're going to play, Josh is going to sing live for us now. We've got three live performances in the Aesthetica studio tonight. After Josh has performed his song, we're actually going to talk to the impromptu team, and Michelle and I will chat to them about the great work that they do as well, and about their first performance. I have a great deal of pleasure now to introduce Josh Levy with Right to the Brim.
I'm a simple mademoiselle who has to tell you I'm not what you think. I derive my pleasures not from half measures, but with a big stiff drink. I don't want a little sip to wet my lip. It's no petty whim. If you make a pass, you better fill my glass right to the brim. I won't settle for a sample. More is ample to quench my thirst. It takes more than talk to pop my cork, so fill my chalice first. If the cup don't runneth over, you won't go the distance to win. You better hurry up and fill my cup right to the brim. Scoring, don't you dare stop pouring until I give the word. I'm no alcoholic, this song's symbolic of something else inferred. So if you want this piece of hot ass, ditch the shot glass and fill a highball. I take my liquor strong for the whole night long, and baby, I want it all. It might sound like I'm a floozy, 'cause I'm not choosy. I'll take Johnny, Jack or Jim, but whichever spirit, you'll get nowhere near it till you feel me right to the brim. Right to the brim.
Woo-hoo! Thanks, Josh. That was fantastic. And that was written?
That was a song I wrote a few years ago, actually, for Ali McGregor, and it's been performed a couple of times since by Tamara Culden and Fem Belling, obviously, in the show. Mm. I thought, you know, that given it's a celebration, I should sing a song about having a drink, or was it?
Yeah. Enjoy that, Michelle.
I did. And I have to say, that's great courage to sit in front of all these people. And it's quite, well, this I would only be nerve-wracking.
Like, you know, a dozen people. But it's really, usually a lot more than that.
So. But it's really intimate in here. I mean, like, we're 3 feet away. And it's really, it's great courage. Yeah. I don't know how you do that. Okay. Beautiful, beautiful tone in your voice.
Oh, thank
Lovely.
You.
And saying that, I'd like to say that we've actually now got the Impromptunes team in the studio, which is fantastic. And from the Impromptunes group, we have Amberlee, Daniel, Cameron, and Greg. And you were part of Aesthetica Out of Fringe, weren't you?
Yeah,
we were
about
indeed,
six weeks ago, I think we came in just after we did a performance on maybe our final night or
our second final night.
Second final night. Yeah.
And I think, too, the main thing that it's about just your show is about a show or a musical that opens and closes within an hour, within one night. Tell us about the process.
Well, normally that would be a disaster for most musicals, but for us it seems to be working pretty well. Essentially how the whole thing works is we walk out every night. We get the one suggestion off the audience for the title of the musical they'd like to see. Could be, we've had some strange requests in the past. Uh-huh. And then it's up to us to make that musical happen. We have a brilliant musical accompaniment. We have great talent in the cast. And, yeah, it's just the hour-long musical of whatever the title may be. So it's up to our imaginations to make that, to flesh that idea out.
And I think the last time you were in, you asked myself to make a suggestion for a musical, and we played that at the top of the hour, and it was Joy the Musical. And, I can still remember the experience of that night, just watching you perform and create. And I think that's... Greg, would that be right, that it's the creation that is not only the talent of the singing and the keyboards and all that, mm-hmm. but watching you guys just work? So I suppose, because you would have to have that relationship of understanding.
And oh, absolutely. And we train a lot in that. And it's also, I mean, the cast are all friends as well.
Probably helps.
It helps. So, improvisation is all about connecting with other people and listening closely. So that's a big part of it. But yeah, I mean, my joy in it is just in creating, and that's the fun of it.
Mm. Has there been anything that stumped you, or that you haven't been able to come up with content?
Not really. I think,
or anything off limits? Like, was there anything you thought, no, we can't do that?
We take reasonable suggestions. I mean, you know, there's people of all ages in our audience, so sometimes things might not be appropriate. But for the most part, we take things and we do our own thing with them. I mean, I think you can create anything from anything, and it might not necessarily be what someone expects to come out of it, but we'll use our own
experiences. It's like any innuendo. You can turn anything dirty, but in the same respect, you can turn anything dirty and make it clean. So even our last show, which of course was Chocolate Salty Balls, we made that about a beautiful story about a man growing up in a chocolate factory trying to live up to his father's legacy under threat from the nearby gym. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Beautiful story.
And we're going to talk afterwards about, I know that you've got a performance coming up in December, and mm-hmm. it's, you know, you're in to celebrate joy tonight. We're not all about promoting, but we're going to talk about that after. But we're also going to ask the Impromptunes team to play towards the end of the show. And I've actually volunteered Michelle to think of something that the guys can do. But we won't talk about that yet. Ooh, Michelle.
Not yet. Okay.
No.
Big secret.
And so thank you for coming in. And I suppose once again, like I spoke to Nick and Josh, it's about showcasing your work. And that's why joy is valuable, and you know, part of putting that out there in different shows. I know you've probably been associated with the Cabaret Room as well, or Aesthetica, and I think it's really great to have that vehicle for a voice, isn't it? So mm-hmm.
For sure, we do appreciate that. It's you know, our audience is growing quite rapidly, and you know, it's nice to have people to support you and help grow that audience. So we do appreciate that for sure.
Mm. And it's also nice, Colin, to have people that aren't that music that people wouldn't normally hear, mm-hmm. original music, and hearing it sort of like that cutting edge sort of stuff that you know you don't hear on mainstream radio. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is the beauty of Joy, is that you can, it's anything. Yeah? Mm.
Yeah. No pun intended, but there is a certain joy about seeing something created right before your eyes.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, we use that word a lot, don't we?
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. And I dare say, Michelle, too, this is what aesthetic is about, is talking. Mm-hmm. And as you and I have talked outside the studio, this is what Joy is about, is to bring showcasing lots of talent in Melbourne and bringing that to the front that we can, if we can.
And it's a nice feeling for us as absolutely. Well to be able to bring somebody for the first time to a microphone, even, you know, it's a nice feeling.
And it is good. But I also need to remind everyone who's listening, if you're listening via a smartphone app, or you've tuned in to joy.org.au, where we stream live, or you've chosen to listen to us by other methods, it is the Aestheticas birthday show for Joy 94.9's 20th birthday. 20 years seems a long time. I certainly haven't been involved with Joy that long, but we've done some great radio over these 20 years, and we've had some great broadcasters and presenters, and it's and putting some amazing shows together. It's a very cozy studio tonight, Michelle, but isn't it?
Are we going Guinness Book of Records, you
I
think?
Don't know.
We'd How many have we got in? Yeah. And we got double figures, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure we have. but what we're going to do now, we're actually going to come back in just a few moments, and we are going to listen to Nick. But before that,
with a collage of arts and culture around Melbourne and beyond, Colin Armstrong, Aesthetica on Joy 94.9.
Okay. You're with Colin Armstrong on Aesthetica, and as I said before, we are celebrating Joy's 20th birthday show, and it's a great celebration, and I'm really pleased to have Nick Hedger back. As I said earlier, Nick, you had a great show. You came in to promote in the last grid, The Crap I Found in My Room. We had a lot of fun at that interview.
Yeah, it was. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and it was really good. Now, what are you going to perform for us tonight?
This song is a song that I wrote a couple of years ago called Homesick. It was in my cabaret, but it wasn't written for my cabaret specifically.
Okay.
This is a little bit of a different version of it.
Okay, fabulous. We're going to now listen to Nick.
See lives forget at times might, but always know the thought of home survives. Lives collide, hearts divide, it's not something you decide. How can I be homesick when I don't know what's home anymore? And when you're homesick, not if I still have your open door. Who wants change? Rearranging minds is not something I enjoy. Let me be a part of you. Let me
Aesthetica on Joy 94.9.
We are very fortunate to have in the studio, as you know, the Impromptunes team, and we're just setting them up for a performance. Michelle, what do we have? It's an incredibly busy and crazy studio tonight.
It is.
Is it like this on Stand Up Straight?
Oh, of course it is.
Yes, Michelle.
Sorry. I just wanted to say I had massive goosebumps. That was beautiful.
Nick's performance, it was
really
great.
Lovely. Yeah, and again, I don't know how you guys produce a voice like that. I know you've got the music, but it just seems so naked and exposing, and you just seem so comfortable, both of you, the way you sing. It's gorgeous. And it's so different to Stand Up Straight, so it's a really different dynamic. Yeah. So I love it. It's beautiful.
I honestly have to say that on 5 p.m. on Sundays, we have a great time here, showcasing some amazing talent. And, I suppose I can honestly say, Michelle, that I've only had Aesthetica on, this is my second grid. But it's just been an amazing ride, and I love it every week. It's the highlight. I work elsewhere, but this is the highlight of my week.
I agree. Do you know, I think Joy gives me my balance in everything. For my life. Do you feel that a little bit?
Absolutely, and I think that's what Joy's about. And I think that, you know, we celebrate the diversity of our communities, and there's lots of communities out there, but we celebrate that, and I think that it's really engaging and being dynamic and uplifting, and it's great. Yeah. It's fantastic what
and
we
I
do.
And I know when I walk in that door, there's always someone on the front desk that I know, or someone sitting at the, you know, in some studio, and there's always hugs and kisses and waves and all that kind of stuff. And this sounds cliche, new agey, I know, but if I'm having a crappy day, it ends when I walk through that door. And I really truly believe that. That's how I feel.
Yeah, that's good. Now, Impromptunes is in the studio. No one's left the studio, can I tell you tonight? the doors are locked and no one's leaving. And the unfortunate thing is we're going to talk to Stephen about an upcoming event that he's organising after, but we're going to do the Impromptunes performance first. Now, Cameron, Greg, Amberley, what does Michelle have to do so that we can hear you perform?
All we need is the title of a musical that you have never seen, that's never been written before, and we'll sing a song from it.
Okay.
Michelle, it's over to you.
I thought, you're in Joy. Joy, the radio station, gets a lot of attention, and all the presenters and all the musicians that come in. But you know who never gets any attention? The good old Joy clock. So I thought the good old Joy clock might like a musical written about him or her.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure. What would if we're talking a musical about Joy
clock, the musical.
Joy clock, the musical.
Yes.
Go for it.
Here we go, guys.
Day, year after year, as we sit here, time goes by, and we want to know why, and we look up at the clock.
Will someone look at me as I run out of my battery? When will someone look at me? The time on my face, you see. When will someone look at me? I just wanna be free to see the sun outside.
What is the time? Where am I going in this life?
If I need to know, there's one place I know I can trust.
It's the clock on the wall that tells us every day. Will we go there? Will we see the time? We must.
It's the clock at Joy FM.
It's the clock on Joy FM.
It's the clock on Joy FM.
It's the clock on Joy FM.
It's the clock at Joy FM.
It's the clock. luck on Joy FM. Sing us through our years. Sometimes you just don't know where life is headed. Sometimes you're just feeling in a rut. Sometimes when you're down, you don't feel good. No, you don't feel fine. But tuck in the clock on Joy 94.9. It's the clock on the wall at Joy FM. The clock on the wall at Joy FM. It's the clock on the wall at Joy FM.
Aesthetica has a podcast. Check it out on the Joy website. Head to the Joy program grid and click on Aesthetica. See joy.org.au.
Guys, what... We every time we come to Joy, we see the clock, of course. And I'm going to see that clock in a whole new light.
She's finally got the attention she deserves, Colin. That Joy clock, hasn't
yes,
she?
Yes, he has, Michelle.
He has, she has. Hasn't she? Come on, girls. There's only two of us here.
We're so lucky it's at Joy because it's not gender-specific.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not. So, absolutely. So, Greg and Cameron and Amberlee and Daniel, thank you so much for an amazing performance in the studio tonight, and I really appreciate you coming in. Now, if you've just turned Joy 94.9 on tonight, we're celebrating, aren't we, Michelle? We're actually
celebrating. They have missed one hell of a show. That's all I can say. Poor them.
Michelle's in, and Stephen from Stand Up Straight. We've had Nick Hedger. We've had Josh Levy. We've had the cast from Impromptunes, but we're not going anywhere yet. And it's been an amazing show. But what we've been doing is celebrating Joy's 20th birthday, and that's the most important thing. And it's all about celebration. And you can connect with Aesthetica via social media and go to the Joy website, which is joy.org.au, to get the details of the social media pages. You're with Colin Armstrong, and tonight in the studio I've got, for the first time, I've got a co-presenter, and I've got the fabulous Michelle Barber from Stand Up Straight, and it's really fun. It's been a great night, Michelle, and it's not over yet, but it's been a great night. So I hope you've enjoyed your second Aesthetica experience.
I have. I'm not quite as nervous as the other one because we had all those massive Colin shoes to fill last time.
I don't know about that. Now, Stephen, welcome back to the microphone. Now, we haven't had the opportunity to chat to you much tonight, but I just wanted to ask you, something is happening as part of a festival, which I want you to tell me about, in 2014. While we've got you in the studio, I am going to talk to you after the show, after Aesthetica, and make sure that we hopefully can get you back to talk more about it in detail next year. But give me a bit of a rundown on what
Certainly,
you're doing.
I'm very passionate about creating theatre that matters. Mm-hmm. I'm working with a very talented team of Mr. Dean Beck, Adam Gardner, Cameron Menzies, and my lovely wife, Michelle. Mm-hmm. We're actually doing a presentation called Status, and it's working on the back of the Enough campaign to primarily tackle the stigma of people living with HIV. We're showcasing at Midsummer, mm-hmm. In January 2014, with a view to actually do a showcase at World AIDS 2014, which is the biggest conference ever to be held in Australia. There's 20,000 delegates coming along. So, yeah, we're quite passionate about it.
Amazing. It's just for 20,000 delegates to come into Australia for that, it's just and to attend the one thing, it's just amazing.
It is.
I must admit, I have been reading about it on social media as well. And it's just going to be an awesome experience.
Yeah,
for everybody.
We think so, and it's a really dedicated and passionate group that we're working with. Mm-hmm. If people are interested, I hope you don't mind me giving it a plug, but we have got a possible fundraising campaign running. Mm-hmm. So if people want to, please go to possible.com, mm-hmm. And look up Status.
Okay, that's really good. Now, and you will return in 2014 to talk more about it.
Fantastic. Look forward to it.
And come back to Aesthetica. It's great. Isn't it, Michelle, too?
It is, yeah. And it's something, as Stephen said, that we're very passionate about. And we'll have a lot more detail for you, Colin, perhaps in the year. We'd really appreciate that time. That'd be lovely.
No, that would be really great. Now, we have had several messages in to 0427JOY949, also at onair@joy.org.au.
You've been thrown by this text. Would you like me to read it out, Colin?
Michelle?
Cover your ears, those of you that are a little bit fragile. This is from the official Joy clock, and it says, I got my own song, Beat That Bitches, it's on air now. So, Joy clock's famous.
Absolutely. So, look, I think that, Michelle, it's been...
You're a bit thrown now, aren't you, Colin? You need a long lie down and a Bex or something. Is that what they used to say?
No. I'm going for a nice walk out in Bourke Street will be fine. Now, it's been a great show.
We've been
here to celebrate, and I have in the studio Daniel, Greg, Cameron, Amberley, Josh and Nick, our regulars, Mark, who's been on the panel tonight, which has been a challenge, Mark.
Just a little bit, yeah. It's been my most challenging show I think I've ever done. It's been amazing, though. It's been a great night.
And I think I need to thank my co-presenters, and I can't get to, probably at this point, Stephen to a microphone, but he's waving madly at me. And I think that, Stephen, yes, thank you so much for coming in.
You're most welcome, Colin. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah. And Michelle, you stand
thank
up straight,
you.
7 o'clock Thursdays.
It is.
And I dare say, being the Joy Week, celebrations. I bet you've got a fabulous show lined up.
Marathon. I've got 9 guests. I'm giving them about 4 minutes each to talk about what joy means to them.
Okay,
so that will be busy. I think I might have more than this in the studio, Colin. I don't know.
And
but thank you so much. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you so much. And, guys, for the visitors in, we're going to go to news very, very shortly, but for everybody that's come in and been part of the Aesthetica Show on Joy's 20th birthday, I thank you. And happy birthday,
happy
Joy.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, Joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.